This is a huge year for a Santa Barbara-based peace group. The Nuclear Age Peace Foundation is part of a coalition of groups which created an international nuclear disarmament treaty and won the 2017 Nobel Peace Prize.
For the Nobel Committee to single out the nuclear weapons abolition movement to specifically honor a huge consortium of organizations worldwide that are dedicating themselves to this, I think is a great honor and something that we should all be proud of.
Rick Wayman is Director of Programs for the Nuclear Age Peace Foundation.
The International Campaign to Abolish Nuclear Weapons, which is called ICAN, is made up of 450-plus organizations in over 100 countries. The Nuclear Age Peace Foundation, which is based here in Santa Barbara, is one of those partner organizations. We've been a part of ICAN since its inception in 2007.
The Nuclear Age Peace Foundation has been working on issues like nuclear disarmament since 1982, well before ICAN was even created.
The Nuclear Age Peace Foundation is an organization that educates and advocates for peace and a world free of nuclear weapons and empowers peace leaders. That's our mission. But we are engaged in projects all around the world. Our primary goal is a world free of nuclear weapons, a world we can pass on intact to new generations.
David Krieger is president of the Santa Barbara-based group. He's hopeful the Nobel Prize will attract new attention to disarmament efforts.
We're very excited about the Nobel Peace Prize going to ICAN and hope that it will stir up a lot of attention to this new treaty and to what needs to be done to create a world without nuclear weapons.
The Nobel Prize comes just months after the UN passed a groundbreaking nuclear disarmament treaty championed by ICAN and the South Coast-based Foundation.
The Treaty on the Prohibition of Nuclear Weapons, which is often simplified and called the Nuclear Ban Treaty, was adopted at the UN by 122 countries earlier this year. Just about a month ago, the treaty opened for signature. So far, over 50 countries have signed and a handful have ratified already. And our goal is to achieve 50 ratifications by the end of 2018. Once 50 ratifications have been achieved, the treaty will enter into force shortly thereafter. It will become international legal norm.
But the Peace Foundation's Rick Wayman says while the support for the treaty is heartening, there are some key countries missing: the world's current nuclear powers.
The U.S., under both Obama and Trump, have said categorically that they will not sign the treaty, that they do not believe it's a good thing. And all of the countries that participated in this process knew very well that the nuclear armed nations were not going to be taking part. That's basically how most of these treaties come to be. You can't rely upon the countries that believe nuclear weapons are essential to get rid of them. There has to be leadership from below. There are a number of non-nuclear countries that have really stepped up.
While it's been a huge year for those involved with disarmament efforts between the treaty and Nobel Prize, there are also new worries. The Foundation's David Krieger says U.S. relations with North Korea and Iran have certainly gotten worse.
The taunting that Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un have done, the threats they've made, particularly the threat of Donald Trump to totally destroy North Korea, seem pretty outrageous. Another big problem is Donald Trump has decertified the Iran nuclear deal.
The Nuclear Age Peace Foundation is celebrating its efforts this week with its 34th annual Evening for Peace. Sunday night's event at the Biltmore in Montecito will honor peace activist Dr. Ira Helfand and the group he's president of, International Physicians for the Prevention of Nuclear War. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.